Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back here to 560 WQM and welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. Greg Likens here with you. Matt the Biff Wilson on the other side of the glass.
Yo.
Biff. My goodness. Even just, I mean, the fact that you call yourself not Biff, but the Biff.
Oh, well, I am the Biff.
And you're talking about the tough streets of Boca and...
Boca Raton, you gotta respect
the dangerous-looking gang of producers around here. I mean, it's
a pretty dangerous-looking bunch.
I hope for you that you don't walk around by yourself outside the gates of the parking lot of this station.
Oh, I don't think you'll last for $1,000 on each belt loop.
Yeah,
I make sure it's known too. I have like a huge sign that says I have money over here.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna last very long.
Well, I want them to really take the money because it's probably Monopoly money, if anything, with how much I get paid here.
Fair point. Fair point. And I'm sorry about that, but nothing I can do about it. Hey, if you want to get involved in the show, Kendall Toyota West, Kendall Toyota text line is 560-22, 560-22. We're taking up until 10 o'clock. That's when Panthers hockey can be heard here as Chris Whittingham will be in for Panther preview. And then, of course, Doug Plagan's on the call. Puck drop just around 10:30 tonight as they are in San Jose to take on the Sharks. We'll be getting back to your text messages here in just a few minutes. Also, if you want to hit me up on Twitter or follow me, you can at Greg Likens, GREGLIKENS, as we've got a lot more to get into over this final hour of the program. If you're just tuning in, the breaking news that occurred actually about 3 hours ago, it was in the first segment of the program in the 6 o'clock hour, was that Teddy Bridgewater has decided not to sign with the Dolphins, instead is re-upping with the New Orleans Saints on a one-year, $7.25 million contract with a max value of $12.5 million if he hits all his incentives. So he will be back as Drew Brees backup in New Orleans, reunited with Sean Payton and that staff there, and elected to sign with the Saints rather than the Dolphins. And so, you know, you can look at this a number of different ways. The bottom line is it doesn't look great for the Dolphins. It just doesn't. Because essentially, if you want to oversimplify things, you have a player that hasn't played a full season since 2015, had a horrific injury, a catastrophic injury by most accounts, has been able to come back from that, and has an opportunity to be a starter in the NFL, one of 32 guys with a team that is located in his hometown of Miami. And instead of taking that deal, he decides to go back to New Orleans to be a backup. Now, don't get me wrong. $7.25 million could be, you know, upwards of $5 million more than that if he hits the incentives, which would mean that he's playing a lot and Drew Brees gets injured. That's nothing to scoff at. And good for him for getting the contract. This isn't the best decision for him. But if you're the Miami Dolphins, I mean, this is not a good look. And again, if you're just tuning in, it's not about that Bridgewater was going to be the answer for you at quarterback. I do think, though, that when you compare him to some of the other quarterbacks that have been available during this offseason process, he was the one guy in my mind that provided the happy medium for the Dolphins, where it's not just getting a veteran quarterback who's a journeyman or a player that is going to be your, no pun intended, bridge quarterback or your placeholder, the guy that can be a serviceable option for you while you draft and develop a quarterback, you know, that comes out of college and a guy that will be your franchise quarterback, ideally moving forward. It's not just that. It's not just that he could be that guy. I think he was the happy medium between doing what Case Keenum or Ryan Fitzpatrick or Blake Bortles could do for you and actually being the guy moving forward. And maybe I'm overstating it, but I do think Teddy Bridgewater, you consider his pedigree and the fact that he's a former first-round pick, the fact that he made a Pro Bowl earlier in his career, something Ryan Tannehill never did. And I know he's coming back from the injury, and there's a lot of unknown surrounding what he would be as a full-time starter. I still think that upside there, that always intrigued me. So I always thought of Teddy Bridgewater as a guy that would be a really unique possibility for the Dolphins, not just because of his hometown ties, but because you had an opportunity with him to get a guy that, hey, if you didn't draft properly, this guy could be your franchise quarterback. He's only 26 years old. But alas, it's not going to happen, at least not this offseason. And I don't know if he's jeopardized that possibility moving forward or not. The Dolphins may not entertain him as an option next year. You never know. But the bottom line is this. If you're the Dolphins, and last year, because Armando Salguero reported this, last year, according to his report, Teddy Bridgewater's agent came to the Dolphins and said, I want $15 million for my client to be a quarterback on your team. And the Dolphins said, no. No, that's way too high. That's too rich for our liking. And at the time, I don't blame the Dolphins because you had Tannehill under contract. It was going to be kind of like the one last hurrah for him to see if he could, you know, salvage something from his career as a member of the Dolphins. So he wanted $15 million to be the backup quarterback, essentially, or to be a guy that comes in and competes for the job. And so if that's too rich for you, that's fine. But in this scenario right now, where Ryan Tannehill, for all intents and purposes, he'll be gone. And you got nobody else established on the roster at that position. And you're courting him to potentially be your starter. And you don't want to pay him market value, which is about $16 million for a starting quarterback in the league. That's the starting point. Then why on earth are you even talking to the guy? And why are you putting this idea in everyone's minds? Now, this may end up being the best thing that happens to them if this tanking philosophy and strategy is the actual approach. And they, you know, I'm not necessarily in favor of breaking the bank for a quarterback. My whole point is this, though. If you're going to get a guy at 26 years old who has the capability of being a starting quarterback and potentially more than that moving forward, not just be a placeholder, but be a guy who has a bright future for you, then don't bring him to visit the facility if you're going to lowball him, if you're going to give him a cheap offer. Because that doesn't look good for the organization either. The organization would look better if they aren't pursuing him as a quarterback. And nationally, they're reporting, oh, no, he decided to spurn the Dolphins to go be a backup somewhere else. I guess they don't care about the way everyone is interpreting this, the way we're receiving it, the perception it creates. But to me, it's something that should be important to them, and it's something that should be improving now that you've got a new regime in place. So that's the thing that bugs me about it, is that if they didn't want Teddy Bridgewater, if that's not part of the plan, if he was going to be too rich for what they wanted to bring to the table from a salary standpoint, then don't take it down the route to the point where he comes to visit, if that's the case. That's the way I would look at it. Instead, you know, go after Blake Bortles or Ryan Fitzpatrick or Matt Cassel or Sam Bradford or A.J. McCarron or whoever else you want to come in here. But right now, up to this point in free agency, they've struck out on two quarterbacks they've tried to sign. If you believe the reports, Tyrod Taylor, he didn't want to sign with the Dolphins, instead took a backup job with the L.A. Chargers. And now Teddy Bridgewater, he didn't want to sign with the Dolphins, takes a backup job with the New Orleans Saints. Now, they didn't bring in Taylor on a visit, in fairness to them, using the same criteria that I'm describing. But overall, it's like, geez, what are they doing? Now, if it ends up that Dwayne Haskins is the guy they love and they move up to take him, and you know they sign some other one of these veteran guys that is going to be largely inconsequential, then okay, we may look back on this and say, hey, they had a plan in place. They followed the plan. We just couldn't see it here on March 14th. But if they don't get their guy this year, they wait till next year. I mean, I don't know. I just think this whole situation with the Dolphins, it's a difficult one to swallow if you're a fan. And I know I've been telling people you got to recalibrate expectations, but it can be difficult to do so when this is floated out in front of you, right? It's kind of like hung out in front of, like the meat in front of a dog, kind of, or you're like, oh, this is intriguing. Maybe they go for Bridgewater. But then sure enough, things don't work out. Typical fashion. Okay, let's read a few of these text messages that are rolling in here. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22, 560-22. Appreciate everybody who's been listening and who have been chiming in. One of our texters says, hey, Greg, how long do you think it'll take for Gase to be found duct taped to a goalpost? Week 5, week 6, not to mention where they'll find his playbook. Okay. Another texter says, not sure Tua will be the answer for the Finns. What's the last Alabama quarterback to have success in the NFL? Oh, we've got to go back to Joe Namath? I don't know. I mean, it's not like they've had great quarterback play on the NFL level. That's a fair point. A.J. McCarron's a guy who's been decent, but, you know, he was supposed to be the guy in Buffalo, and then Josh Allen took over there. Another texter here says, as a team, we have no star power and no X factors. The new coaching staff has to grab two quarterbacks this year and next year. I don't disagree with that. You got to get that position right. You have to. That's where you have you got to start there. You definitely do. One of our texters says, Miami Dolphins, please get a garbage quarterback and tank. Somebody else says they were hoping for a hometown discount with Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, that didn't work, did it? Like, coming back to your hometown is a nice idea. But at the end of the day, like, I'll ask any of you this. If you're a quarterback, and like Teddy Bridgewater, he's made decent money so far. He hasn't, like, had a huge paycheck or payday up to this point. He was a first-round pick, but he was at literally the very end of the first round, and it was, you know, post all the huge contracts for the quarterbacks as rookies. I mean, he's been part of the rookie salary cap scenario where he's not going to make a ton of money. He's still going to make a lot, but by regular people's standards. But it's not like he's broken the bank significantly. So with that in mind, like if you're him and you're looking at fair market value is starting at $16 million. You're going to take a hometown discount just so you can play for the Dolphins? I don't think so. Not with the state of the organization right now. One of our other texts says, Teddy will be a perennial Pro Bowler when he gets his chance. This is Drew Brees all over again. Well, I hope not. All right, we're going to get back to more of your text messages. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 560-22. I promise we'll read some more of those. Plus, Biff actually did some work around here as opposed to some of his smart you-know-what comments. He found this story that is a great follow-up to the conversation we were having about this cheating scandal as far as the admissions to colleges across the country by all of these wealthy and some well-known people. There is a lawsuit that is being brought to the table regarding this, and you will not believe the details. We'll tell you about that next here on QAM. Radio.com.
Radio.com. How you gonna do this?
Some goes out to the baby girls in a rush growing up in this crazy world. We're back here on 560 WQAM. Greg Likens here with you on this Thursday night. Hope everybody's doing well. In case you're just tuning in and you're unaware, we got Panthers hockey coming up at 10 o'clock. You can listen for that. Chris Whittingham will be here as Doug Plagans will be on the call, and the two of them will carry the broadcast as the game starts at around 10:30 with the puck drop from San Jose. So if you're a Panthers fan, make sure you stay tuned. It's going to be a late night, but a fun night of hockey here on 560 WQAM. In the meantime, we're reading your text, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22, 560-22. Greg Likens here with you as Matt the Biff Wilson on the other side of the glass. Will's been with us as well again as we've got a full crew here on the night show. I'll be back tomorrow night from 6 to 10 as well. So any other Dolphins or free agency news, we'll have you covered tomorrow night here on 560 WQAM. I'm going to get back to your text here in just a moment. But as I mentioned before we went to break, you know, we were kind of joking around and talking a little bit about this college admissions bribery scandal that has dominated the news cycle. And Biff, you found this article here. Complex has it, as they tweeted out a link to it. And so, you know, Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, you've got Bill McGlashan, who's the co-founder of STX Entertainment, among those notable names that have been named in this scandal. And you got people who are all over the place as far as how they're reacting to it. Well, apparently, that group of celebrities were handed a $500 billion lawsuit from a frustrated mother claiming her son was disadvantaged as a result of their fraudulent actions. Not 500 million, 500 billion with a B.
You know, you have to almost wonder if there's a typo on that.
It feels that way, but it feels like it's like a Dr. Evil scenario, right?
$500 billion.
So $500 billion is this lawsuit. And so Complex had it. I'm looking. There's also a link on ABC7 News, I believe out in the Bay Area. It says Bay Area mother files $500 billion lawsuit in alleged college admission bribery scam. This is based out of San Francisco. And it says there are 45 people named in the suit, including the parents now accused of cheating to get their kids into the nation's top schools. Among those, Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin. Jennifer K. Toy is the name of the woman who filed the lawsuit in San Francisco. She says she was a teacher for Oakland Unified and also a school in Pacifica. She's a single mother, and she writes in the lawsuit, "I'm not a wealthy person, but even if I were wealthy, I would not have engaged in the heinous and despicable actions of the defendants. I'm outraged and hurt because I feel my son, my only child, was denied access to a college not because he failed to work and studied hard enough, but because wealthy individuals felt it was okay to lie, cheat, steal, and bribe their children's way into a good college," end quote. Now, her son maintained a 4.2 GPA in high school, was not accepted into many of the schools implicated in the scandal. In the suit filed in San Francisco, the mom targeted the dozens of parents indicted in the Operation Varsity Blues investigation for hindering her son's chances at an elite education. Now, I'm not saying that this lawsuit is without merit. I just have to wonder how they came up with the $500 billion total. Like, who's sitting around? Who is she getting her legal advice from where they say, you know what? I think we can win this thing.
Well, you know what the legal advice is? We're going to settle. And you know what? We're going to send them, you know, we'll take only like 3% of what we actually said. And then you get like $15 billion right there.
So you the goal is to settle. So you just say, you know what, let's create a number that is so outrageous that they'll look at that and say, oh my gosh, they want $500 billion. Let's settle at a billion. And then you're like, oh man, this is perfect.
I don't know about that one. That's like 0.25% right there of what you said. You can't go that low.
$500 billion? Like, this is insane. It is absolutely insane. And, like, listen, I don't think...
Well, could you put a price on an education realistically?
Oh, I like that, Biff. I like that. But here's the thing. If you realistically want to win this, if there have been some damages, like, come on. Like, this seems like you put the number out there just so you can get some attention for yourself. That's what this is. I know we live in a very litigious society, and I'm not saying that there isn't something that warrants lawsuits in this entire situation, but come on, $500 billion? Oh, my goodness.
I want to be the lawyer who gets, like, the commission off that.
Yeah.
Who has his fees. Just imagine, like, your fees on that one. I would not have fees. I'd be like, I'm just going to take a percentage.
Right. Oh, my goodness. What a mess. What an absolute mess on so many different levels. Okay, let's read some of these text messages, which have nothing to do with that. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22. A lot of people chiming in about the Dolphins quarterback situation. One of our texters says, keep in mind who played pretty well against the playoff team who technically has zero NFL starts. Last season would have been the perfect time to see if we had anything and fails. Yeah, I mean, last season you certainly could have done that. You had that opportunity, but, you know, wasn't going to happen because Adam Gase was coaching for his job, which ultimately that didn't end up working out, as we all know. But another texter says, hey, it's Papa Giorgio, says, just because he's going to start doesn't mean he deserves $16 million. Bridgewater's a bad quarterback. He hasn't played in years, and he's always injured. He isn't worth $3 million. I'd rather take a quarterback in the fifth or sixth round and try him out. Yeah, listen, if that's the way you feel, that's fine. I still think, though, that the Dolphins knew, based on last year's negotiations, the conversation they had, that Bridgewater last year, according to the report, wanted $15 million coming off the injury. He wanted $15 million last season to come in and compete against Tannehill. So you know that those are his expectations, right or wrong, going into it. So if you're the Dolphins, why even broach the conversation? Because if you are his agent and $15 million was the precedent he said last year, not that he got it, but I'm just, but you know, if that's the conversation, the way you left it off with the Dolphins, then you know it's going to at least be in that same range, if not more, because he's going to come in to be the starter. So that's my point about the Dolphins. Like, you should have seen this coming. So if you like Bridgewater or not, that's kind of besides the point. My point is, like, hey, the Dolphins need to be smarter and anticipate these sorts of things. Another texter says, when was the last time a lefty quarterback did well in the NFL? Are there any lefty quarterbacks left in the league? I guess in reference to Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of successful left-handed quarterbacks in the league. Steve Young comes to mind as a Hall of Famer. Mike Vick obviously was left-handed. Mark Brunell had a great career with the Jaguars. Boomer Esiason, who we see on TV all the time.
Ken Stabler.
Right. I mean, you got, there's, I mean, it's not like you have a lot of left-handed quarterbacks, but I don't want to say Tim Tebow. I mean, he was in the NFL for a little while.
Matt Leinart.
Yeah. That wouldn't be the first guy
I'd
bring
up. Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys. But yeah, I mean, it's not like you have a ton of lefties, but it's also not unheard of for left-handed quarterbacks to have success. Scott Mitchell was a lefty, right? We know that name down here. So as far as lefty quarterbacks left in the league, I don't know if there's any right now that I can think of off the top of my head, but I wouldn't say that, hey, I'm not taking Tua because he's left-handed, if you have an issue with that. Okay. Andy from Miami Lakes says, don't understand how you're tanking if you keep Tannehill. Right now they've kept Tannehill. I don't think that's going to last much longer. But we'll see. I also thought that Robert Quinn would be cut before today because now he's getting $1.12 million for simply being on the roster, which doesn't make any sense either. So,
hey, let the man make his money.
I'm not against him making money. It's just for the Dolphins.
I don't know, man. It kind of sounds like it.
From the Dolphins' standpoint, it doesn't make any sense. The guy's not going to be around. Why are you paying him $1.12 million? Unless they're going to keep him around and shock everybody. They've already done that with the Devontae Parker situation.
Well, depending on a moment, he could essentially, for all Dolphin fans know, be the longest tenured Dolphin out there. So, you know, it's like how they keep Udonis Haslem on the Heat lineup. That's what they're doing. That's just a thank you.
With Robert Quinn?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a $12.9 million cap hit. That's a lot different than Udonis Haslem making the league minimum. So, like, this Robert Quinn thing doesn't make any sense. And it has nothing, like, that's the worst comparison I've heard, Biff. Where on earth did you come up with that? Udonis Haslem, Heat lifer, brings all these different intangibles to the table in addition to his presence.
Robert Quinn gets
and
paid
Robert
12.
Quinn is the guy you're going to try to compare him to?
If Robert Quinn's going to make about $13 million a year, he'll be a Dolphin lifer forever. I would be a Dolphin lifer if I made half of that or even a quarter of that. Honestly, I could make a tenth of that and I'd be a Dolphin lifer.
Yeah, well, there's a reason why you're not going to be a Dolphin lifer and you're not going to make that money.
Kind of hurt by that.
Anyway, somebody here says, is Frito, are you still going, man? LOL, damn, OT. This is not Frito. That's nice if you thought so. Frito's on during the middle of the day, 10 to 2 with Donald. This is Greg Likens. I'll be back on tomorrow night from 6 to 10. Encourage you to tune in to that show as well. We'll be talking more about what's going on with the Dolphins. We'll have a Heat game going on tomorrow night as well. We've got a lot of other texts that are rolling in. I can't read everything tonight. Some people saying Biff is in rare form. That's true. We just got to shut him down with some of this craziness. That's what I found with Biff. He's a good guy, and he's got a good sense of humor. But sometimes when he starts with this craziness, we just got to, like, nip it in the butt.
You just hated me out there, played salt and pepper. It's all right.
Yeah, we completely took a 180 as far as my feelings towards you when you did that. Totally threw me off. Okay, well, we'll get back to more of your text messages, 560-22, tomorrow night. Do want to remind everybody, 10 o'clock, Chris Whittingham will be here for Panther Preview. When we come back, if you missed it, had a great conversation regarding the breaking news and everything else Dolphins with Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. We'll have that for you next here on QAM.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.